Now this is a dictation for Edward Walsh, W-A-L-S-H, March 373, addresses a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V-A-K, 5831914. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a follow-up for Mr. Walsh. Who has prior acute kidney injury and high potassium, effect of medications like ACE inhibitors and anti-inflammatory agents. He was admitted to the hospital from November 14 to November 29 with cellulitis of lower extremities, underlying alcoholic cirrhosis, ascites, portal hypertension, and sepsis without isolated bacteria. Since discharge, underwent an EGD, findings of apparently esophageal cancer at the junction with the stomach. Biopsies were obtained. He's supposed to follow with oncology from Henry Ford. They come to Saginaw. We did a teleconference. Mother participated at this encounter. Present weight between 194 and 197. Appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Presently good urine output without cloudiness of blood, no incontinence or nocturia. Prior paracentesis, few months back. There has been no further increase of fluid building. Presently no edema or ulcerations. No chest pain palpitation or syncope. Stable dyspnea, no oxygen. No purulent material hemoptysis. Denies orthopnea PND. Or sleep apnea, problems of insomnia, problems of itching, some bruises of the skin, no bleeding, nose, gums, deny smoking alcohol at the present time. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight for low blood pressure on midodrine. At the same time, he's also on diuretics and Lasix. A potassium aldactone remains on atenolol. I believe this has been used more for the liver abnormalities more than true blood pressure. Next paragraph, he is alert to the intestine 3. Looks chronically ill, but no respiratory distress, and his speech is normal. There is pallor of the skin, and he's overweight. Blood pressure at home, 114.62, and weight of 197. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. A few days ago from January, creatinine 1.5. This is an improvement from recent 1.8. If this is a steady state, GFR of 50, stage 3. Has a low potassium, low sodium, low bicarbonate, low albumin. Corrected calcium will be normal, phosphorus normal. Elevation of white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils, anemia of 8, large red blood cells 105, normal platelet count. He's known to have high ferritin and iron saturation. Hepatitis B and C has been negative. Preserved ejection fraction. Borderline left ventricular hypertrophy. Mild pulmonary hypertension. The biopsy of the esophagus shows adenocarcinoma on the background of intestinal metaplasia, with high-grade dysplasia. Other findings on the EGD was portal hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Multiple episodes of acute kidney injury, monitor to see stability and what is the steady state. Presently, no anti-inflammatory agents and no ACE inhibitors. Next number, alcohol liver cirrhosis. Next number, portal hypertension. Next number, ascites improve. Continue. Present aldactone, diuretic, salt fluid restriction, and careful potassium replacement. The importance of potassium replacement is to minimize hypokalemia as that can trigger hepatic encephalopathy. Next number, diabetes. Presently off medications. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia. Next number, malnutrition. Next number, low sodium concentration in relation to combination of liver and kidney disease. Next number, hypokalemia from diuretics. Next number, chronic leukocytosis. Etiology is not clear. Next number, anemia multifactorial with macrocytosis, including liver, kidney disease, and now the new diagnosis of esophageal cancer. Next number, esophageal cancer that appears developing in relation to what sounds like Barrett esophagus with high-grade dysplasia, workup in progress. We will continue monitor chemistries in a monthly basis, plan to see him back on the next 3 months.